USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader, Republican from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says enough is enough regarding the investigations into President Trump.
The case is closed. The House can do whatever they choose to, and we'll watch them. You all watch them. It produces a lot of stories. My impression is that the leadership in the House is not so keen on that option and doesn't think the business of presidential harassment is actually a great way for them to go in to the 2020 election.
A high threat of tornadoes continues in the plains after twisters barreled through parts of Oklahoma and Texas on Monday. A line of storms earlier on Tuesday produced floods in Oklahoma and parts of Missouri. Meanwhile, your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 197 points to close at 25,877. This is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event is going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy is taking aim at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi when it comes to setting budgets with the Democratic-controlled House.
When Republicans were in the majority, that we passed budget. I know Speaker Pelosi is known for saying, show me your budget, show me your values. But this new Democrat majority in the Budget Committee could not pass a budget.
A new poll is out about how voters feel about Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the details.
A Des Moines Register CNN Mediacom poll finds 31% of voters think Joe Biden's time has passed and that he should not run for president. 64% say he has experience and should run, and 5% say they just aren't sure.
Senators on Tuesday will get a classified briefing on the situation with Iran. Tensions with Iran have been growing in recent weeks, and President Trump has said he does not want to go to war with Iran, but also said he would never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Two people are dead following the second fatal float plane crash in Alaska in a week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Taquan airplane, operated by the same company involved in last week's mid-air crash that left six people dead, went down in a harbor in southeast Alaska. The victims include the pilot and a passenger, the only two people on board. The NTSB is investigating.
According to a 2017 study, about 50% of American adults are married. Now, other research found that roughly 40 to 50% of married couples end in divorce. Marriage expert Belinda Luscombe joined CBS This Morning with some tips on when you and your spouse do disagree on things.
When you're fighting, try to never say you always or you never, because then people feel under attack.
Defensive.
And then
yeah.
They get defensive, and then the wheels come off the bus.
Right.
It's much better to simply start with, I'm having a problem with, I think it's really important not to fight tired, or just, we've learned this from toddlers, you know, that's when they're going to have tantrums, right,
yes.
When they're tired. So go to bed angry. Everything seems much simpler and clearer in the morning.
Should you put a fight on hold?
If you can put a fight on hold if you say, I can't talk about this right now, but I do want to come back to it. And then you have a history of coming back to it. Sometimes it's good to put a fight on hold.
Luscombe has been married for over 27 years and has a new book out titled Marriology, The Art and Science of Staying Together. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.